This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out to Arizona and be joined by the Royals' top prospect, Jack Caglione. Of course, he had that big home run the other day, and we appreciate it, man. 6'5", 250. I hope we didn't interrupt your lunch. I know you were in the cafeteria there a little bit.
Today we had like a little pasta bar, so a bunch of chicken Alfredo and a salad. So got to keep the greens in there.
Alex Gordon pretty famously like didn't have pizza for like 15 years in Kansas City. Is that how you operate diet wise, or you know, carbs are okay?
Carbs are great, in my opinion. That's how you get. That's how you get your energy. You know, I'm too big to go no carb, so I feel like I'd pass out without them.
I was gonna say, do you almost struggle, I guess, to keep the weight up, or at least keep the body up at this point?
Honestly, it's not too bad. To be honest with you, they feed us really well over here, so you know we're never missing out on a meal.
What's it like to hit a home run like you did the other day? I know, like in college, you seemingly did it all the time, but to do it against some big league competition in spring training, what's that just feel like?
I mean, it's a pretty surreal feeling. You know, my dad was out there in the stands, so I know he was pretty psyched up about it, and to be able to share that with him, you know, it's super special.
I know in college you get a metal bat, so is that what's the furthest you've ever hit a ball?
516.
516? Okay. Well, that seems just kind of ludicrous. And did it feel like it was further? Did it feel like all of 516? Does that make sense? Like, sometimes someone's like, I felt like I hit that further than the StatCat measured, you know?
Yeah, I think that one did. That was one of the ones where, like, I don't really stand on my homers too often, but I did on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to blame you on that at all. What's the last calendar year been like? I mean, have you had much time off? You go through a great year with Florida, and then you get drafted. You're playing in fall league, and then here you are in February. I don't know when you got down there to Arizona. So what's it been like?
It's been a whirlwind, to be honest with you, but it's been the most fun I've had playing this game. Just the people that I've met, the places I've got to see has been phenomenal. You know, coming from that Omaha run with Florida and being around those guys, I mean, I consider all of them my brothers. And then, you know, having the opportunity to play for the Royals and represent them in the fall league was another really cool kind of milestone in this professional career. And then getting the invite to big league spring training was awesome, and been out here for about 2 weeks now, and I'm loving every second of it.
When you go through, we always envision on the outside that they go through these deep conversations and be like, here's our plan for you. Here's how long till you get to the big leagues. Here's we're going to start you in the minor league level. Any of those things. Is it like that? Do they go through like a long process of kind of explaining a timeline to you or how they want you to learn? Like, obviously to learn, right? But like, do they explain it in those terms, or they just be like, go play baseball, have fun, and then we'll talk about the rest of that later?
Yeah, I mean, you have meetings with whether it be the hitting guys or the defensive guys. They'll kind of tell you, I guess, like the areas that they think you need to work on. And I guess once you kind of check those boxes is when you'll move on. So I'm still pretty new to this, so I really couldn't give you the true answer, but sure. That's what I've picked up on so far.
We're talking to Jack Caglione here on 96.5 The Fan. We've also heard our guy Vern, of course, is out there watching spring training and watching you guys out there, that maybe you've kind of leaned on Vinny Pasquantino a bit. Is he one of the guys that has been out there showing you the ropes a little bit?
He has. Vinny's been, you know, nothing but great over there at first base. He's given me a lot of good tips and stuff that I'll carry into this season, wherever that may be. Yeah, it's just been really great to, you know, have the big league first baseman looking out for me the way that he does. So super thankful for him.
I guess this is the important stuff, right? People are always going to ask these questions. Ned kind of famously would just shorten people's names and add an S to them. And I know maybe you've had a chance to meet Ned Yost, the former manager. What's the preferred nickname? People are going to try a lot of different stuff, right? I've seen Jackhammer or Cags. There's lots of different versions. Is there a preferred nickname on your end?
I'm completely fine with Cags.
That seems simple? Like, just Cags seems like, or do you like your full name? Do you like to be called, you know, Caglione?
No, Cags is good. They started calling me that in college, too, so it's been stuck for a while.
We on this show, we've talked about sports memorabilia and sports cards and stuff. I saw the video from, I guess it may be this past summer. So was that your dad and you were just ripping cards and he just happens to pull out one of your cards? Is that the story?
Yes, so my local card shop back in Tampa, Baseball Card Clubhouse, they always hit me up whenever, you know, a new product drops and stuff like that, and we usually just go rip it over there, and thankfully my dad had a break in between mediations, and he was able to come out to the card shop, and I gave him half the box, I had the other half, and we just started ripping through them, and we hadn't put any of my cards yet, and that was the first time that he'd seen one of mine, so I guess that he pulled himself, so... It was pretty cool.
I was saying, the video is neat, and for listeners that don't know, like, a lot of people would love to pull a card of yours right now, I feel like. I saw one already went for like $80,000, man.
Yeah, I tried to get my hands on it, but it didn't really work out too well.
Well, I mean, did you just call the guy? How did you try to get it?
No, I went to the breaker who actually pulled it, and then he put me in contact with the guy who bought the Royal spot for that break and started messaging with him, and... didn't really hear from him anymore. So, and then wow. I see the card got sold. So I was like, all right, it's fine. I wasn't, you know, putting dead set on it or anything, but it would have been cool.
Do you try to, I mean, I know with the eventually one day, hopefully you'll have the chance for like the rookie debut patch. That's always a hot thing. And a lot of players are trying to get that back for themselves. Are you someone that either currently or in the future you like to, I guess, get your hands on your own and make sense your own rookie cards and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm going to push way harder for my rookie card than I did for my super fractor.
You're gonna have to offer up that like Skeens deal, like see if the Royals will let him do softball at the field, whatever, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I opened up some questions to the text, and I'm like, hey, you know, we're gonna have Jack Caglione on. What are some of the things you want to know about him? One of the questions I got asked was, what bat size do you use? They said, you know, you think about the bigger players in the league, Aaron Judge uses one of the larger bats in the league. What size bat do you swing?
I swing a 34-inch and 32 ounces.
Okay, so, like, that's not, like, quite as heavy as... I think Aaron Judge's reportedly was, like, 34 ounces. Is there a huge difference between that for you?
I hadn't really heard of anybody ever swinging a 34-ounce bat.
Maybe that was just the rumor. 33, or, like, with Aaron Judge. Is that about as heavy as anybody swings in the league?
Yeah, I haven't come across somebody who swings more than a 32 just yet.
Okay, maybe, look, you know, maybe I'm wrong on, like, you know, it is. I'm internet speculating about whether the size. That way, at least it kind of makes sense. When you, like, that's always the question people ask. You come from Florida where you had a tremendous final junior year. You get into the Arizona Fall League. You're now seeing spring training pitching. What's the pitching difference? Is it less of a gap now because college is, you know, you can earn money there and everything else in between, or the pitchers are really good in the SEC? What's been the difference for you, I guess, in what you're facing?
Honestly, the biggest thing that I've kind of noticed is that these pitchers have a lot more in their arsenal. You know, in college, you'll face guys who are really good, but they have two, maybe three really good pitches. And in pro ball, it's, you know, especially in spring training, it's the whole point of it. It's for people to work on things. So guys are throwing the whole kitchen sink at you, so it's tougher to kind of sit one pitch because you have no idea what's going to come out of his hand. That'd probably be like the biggest difference between the two.
You obviously are well aware of where you were drafted. You're well aware of probably some of the fan sentiment already out there for you. How do you, I guess, stay measured. You want to be confident. You clearly are very confident. But how do you stay measured with just maybe the expectations that people have out there for you?
I don't really pay too much attention to it, to be honest with you. I just come in every day, put my head down, work hard, and, you know, just keep stacking days. And before I know it, I'll be exactly where I want to be, and it's all in God's hands. So I'm not putting any stress or anything on it.
How hard is learning right field? I'm sure you played similar positions a huge chunk in your life and probably played some other spots when you were younger. What's the learning curve been like out there?
I haven't done anything in right field.
Oh, I was thinking maybe they were like, there was some talk that maybe they were going to work you in a corner. I thought maybe they were, maybe you've taken some work out there. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
But so, I played there in high school, so it wouldn't be that bad of a learning curve at all.
Okay. That, like, for the arm strength purposes, we didn't think you had any trouble there. And I guess you've been working alongside Vinny. What is he teaching you about first base or those spots too?
He's been really just kind of giving me tips on the way that he sets up to receive throws, just the way he kind of positions his feet. And then we talked a lot about feet to second. You know, he's a very low arm slot type of guy, and I've been working on dropping my arm slot a little bit more. So really just been talking about that, talking about receiving balls when they're hit hard, hit soft. The list goes on and on, to be honest with you, but he's kind of covering all aspects of it with me.
Well, Jack, we appreciate the time, man. We'll let you get back after it. Good to start to talk to you, and look forward to hopefully meeting you at some point down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.